Now, Listowel Writers Week gets underway the 27th to the 31st of May. It turns 55 this year, and they're gearing up for a celebration on Ireland's longest running literary festival. Huge number of highlights to get to. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is former Fianna Fáil Senator and now Chair of Listowel Writers Week, Ned O'Sullivan. Ned, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. Morning, listeners.
What can people look forward to this year?
There's so much in it, Jerry. I wouldn't know where to begin. It's very exciting for us to be celebrating 55 years of Writers' Week, and we're putting on a huge show, a very special anniversary show. Tickets are flying out in all directions. Most events are going to be fully booked out shortly. We've opened a dedicated box office in the square for the first time to cope with demand, right next to the Listowel Arms Hotel, and that's manned on a daily basis. And I would advise people who haven't yet booked to make sure they do it as soon as possible, not to be disappointed, Jerry.
Okay. Former Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon will be presenting a literary award as well.
Yeah, Nicola Sturgeon is one of the two adjudicators for the famed Kerry Book of the Year Award, the Novel of the Year Award, and she's also giving a talk and will be interviewed. She has written a book, of course, as her own autobiography, so there'll be a fair amount of interest in her. We also have, we're delighted to have Merlin Holland, the only grandson of Oscar Wilde, who will be interviewed by our president, Colm Tobin. He's written a wonderful book. I think a lot of people would be interested in that as well. And of course, we have book launches and every kind of event, the theatre by day and by night, all those usual things. But a star-studded performance guaranteed this year, Jerry, starting on the opening night tonight, Fortnight, where it will be officially opened by Miriam O'Callaghan, and she'll be accompanied on stage by Colm Tobin and, of course, Colm McCann, who is this year's recipient of the John B. Keane Lifetime Award. And he will also be doing a number of events himself during the week.
Yeah, Fergal Keane, there as well, award-winning broadcaster, novelist, strong links to Listowel, of course. He's going to be at the event.
Fergal is a great supporter of Writers' Week, and he's hosting the Frank Hayes Memorial event on Saturday morning, and the theme for this year's is the looming threat of fascism into the future. He has a very interesting lineup of a panel there, including Mick Lynch, you know, the trade unionist in the UK, who's of course Irish.
Yes.
And so on.
Okay, so that's one definitely to look forward to as well. And speaking of that, Ned, the issue is, as you've mentioned, because of the demand, you have, and for people who can't ensure online tickets, you have that box office that's open from today, 10 a.m. till 6, Monday to Friday, and 10 a.m. till 2 on Saturday. And that will be the box office throughout the festival.
And there's a dedicated number for that if people would like to jot it down. It's 086-4027-807. And I would advise people, and this is no advertising, we're going to set out nearly everything. Our ticket sales at the moment, Johnny, you wouldn't believe this, are almost 200% up on this time last year.
Okay. All right, Ned. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Good luck with it. Thanks for talking to us and taking us through the highlights. That's Ned O'Sullivan there, Chair of Listowel Writers Week, getting the win 27th of May. Get your tickets booked and check out the events that are happening there. Lots of your comments to get to in the programme.